microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the press. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery, magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Lo, place rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com. Usually, we go into all the, you know, all the machinations and all that stuff of what we're going to talk about tonight. Tonight's show, or this episode, is going to be a little bit different. We are, just to peek behind the curtain, we are recording this on Sunday night. And some news has just come down, and so we want to really be able to address this. Osama bin Laden has been found, and he has been killed. And so we wanted to, in between playing music and everything, we want to really talk about that. I mean, in terms of whether you listen to rock or hip hop or country, no matter where you were affected by 9/11 in some way. And so we really want to talk about that. And by the way, my name is Jay Love, and beside me is my dude, one of my partners, one of my brother. His name is Blaze Rock. What's going on, man?
Chilling, man. I'm absolutely excited right now. Not to say I'm all happy and, you know, and off the chain because Osama's been found dead or whatever. It ain't like that. I'm excited because this is a moment in history. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't live to see things like this occur in their lifetime. And more importantly, this can be in this age of social media and you know, and the internet and instant news and things like that, it's going to be an amazing thing to be able to have experienced something, you know, an event like this in my lifetime twice. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm excited. I will say it's gonna be an interesting show, man. It's gonna be good. We are gonna talk about that in this situation, obviously. But we're gonna talk about it from the crook standpoint. We're gonna talk about it from the spooks and the conspiracy theorists and what the news is reporting and opinions and everything. So I think it's gonna be an interesting show. You know, some people might call it a little bit of a crossover, but I think it's important that we address some things that go on in the world, because the world, you know, music exists in the world, and music is supposed to be, an image of the world around us. So for us to ignore what's going on in the world, especially on something as significant as today, would be irresponsible. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and really, it's cool, and I will give Blaze all the credit in the world for this, because this is definitely like two sides of the spectrum, but I remember when we were doing radio, we were doing terrestrial radio at a station here in Phoenix, and when Michael Jackson passed away, and I thought, well, you know, people won't really be that caught up in terms of hip hop where Michael Jackson was concerned. And Blaze said to me, nah, Jay, that couldn't be further from the truth. And so he was right at that time, and I believe he's right again. And I think we had things that we wanted to talk about and discuss, and we can definitely move those happily to the next episode or whatever. But I think really it's gonna be kind of from our feeling now, and I think that's what it's wonderful for once again dubcnn.com to be giving us this opportunity to share our thoughts. We're going to share music with you and all that, and get into a couple of songs right away to break up that. This is going to be a little bit more of a different type of episode, and we hope you enjoy it. If you don't, then hey, we are intelligent black men that are not shy about expressing ourselves, and so we hope that there are intelligent folks out there that enjoy this episode. But real quick, we're going to go to a couple quick songs. We're going to come back and talk about where this is historically, how we feel in terms of in this moment. But a couple of songs we want to go into. Warren G featuring LaToya Williams. This is dedicated to you. So it's a Nate Dogg tribute. And then Clyde Carson featuring Wyclef Where the Doves Fly. So we're going to get into that real quick. It's DubCNN.com. This is Microphone Masters Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Start with the homie. Couldn't picture ever having to part with the homie. Yeah. And even though you're still here in the flesh, it's different on the west. Your voice is truly missed. My, yeah. The missing piece, I'm saying it ain't the same. Never leave you alone, praying for one more day. Yeah. Who these come and get their hooks from when they needed that radio spun? Nate number one, a true artist indeed. You made your own lane. All these albums we drop will never be the same without your voice on them. I'm thinking that's the key. Choked up, smoked out, riding to these melodies, reminiscing memories. On my way to visit you in therapy, hoping God make it clear to me on what the plan is. This dirty game is hella scandalous, so this right here is dedicated to Nate.
This is dedicated. It's really something special, making dreams come true. Seems hard to figure out what this world is all about. This is dedicated. This is dedicated.
From the dope spots to popping on the charts, grinding in the beach to make it on the streets, touring overseas, cementing legacy, writing history with every song you sing. Regulating the era, standing side by side, and we down for whatever was the days of the past. Now I'm looking to the future like I don't even wanna do music, but I gotta keep it cracking. It's a challenge when your homie's talent hanging in the balancing. Life is such a trip, I know the world is full of madness. Relearning how to walk or talk again, I can't imagine. Yeah, what that rehabilitation is like when the doc said that you couldn't sing on the mic. Yeah, what the hell is going on? It's been biting songs. Hell no, that ain't Nate Dogg.
This is dedicated to you. Really something special, making dreams come true.
Oakland, Cali, all you hear is blocker, blocker. Now that's that chopper, chopper. The cops is the crookedest, so we shoot at the helicopter. You pushing like you legit, but wait.
Here comes the FBI.
Now it's the same shit going down here.
Out there
and
in
that's
no
the same way. Shit going down there.
Down there
you
in
see them hookers walking down on the street.
She's so good looking.
I'm from the place where she's pimps on the straw. Now if you represent the ghetto out here,
turn the music
now
up.
If you represent the hood out there,
turn the dub
up. Throw your motherfucking hands in the air.
But beware, cause there's tension in the atmosphere.
But you're where the dubs fly. Where the doves fly. We gon' sing you where the doves fly.
you with a dub fly.
I'm so high.
You want this?
You want this?
Yeah.
The endless killers, connected supplying dealers. Walk up in the alleys, come tally up all the victims, filter. Block, yeah, we hit and chill with gas, brakes, scrape up, pillin'. Bay Area, New York City, connect forever, feel it. That's how I feel it.
The Candyman up in the building.
Calling up on them project villains.
Taking pictures in the villains.
Under the surveillance.
Hey, the Grim Reaper, man, he ringing the bell. You waking up in the belly.
Now it's the way shit going down here.
Out there
and
in
that's
the way.
Same shit going down there.
Down there.
Walking down on the street.
She's so good looking.
I'm from the place where she's pimps on the stride. Now if you represent the ghetto out here,
turn the music
now
up.
If you represent the hood out there,
turn the dub
up. Throw your motherfucking hands in the air.
But beware, cause there's tension in the atmosphere.
But you're gonna send me where the dubs fly. Send you where the dubs fly. Send you where the doves fly. We gon' send you where the doves fly.
I'm so high.
You bleed.
I bleed.
And I bleed.
Why should I fear a man that got a pistol up in his hand?
Bullet.
You cry. Every gangster want head.
Every gangster wanna go.
Nobody wanna die.
Bullet.
So you can try.
We gon' send you where the doves fly. Send you where the doves fly. We gon' send you where the doves fly.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So now, if your thoughts, Blaze, I mean, for me, I think this is, and I was watching some of the coverage this evening, once again, Osama bin Laden has been killed. He is no longer breathing the air in which that I don't believe he was rightfully to breathe. But it really kind of, I remember when 9/11 happened. This is kind of a flashback to myself. This is, my wife was pregnant with our first child, and she was about 7 months pregnant. So she was at work already, and I was just getting ready to get up from work, and she called me to say, gosh, are you looking at the TV? And I'm thinking, nah, I'm not. I was just about to wake up, and I turned on the television and saw what a lot of other people had seen, which was one of the towers, which was on fire and everything, and her grandparents at that time lived in New York. And her grandfather was a taxi cab driver, and Ashley had just left that area around Ground Zero, thankfully, and so he wasn't affected by it in terms of being right there where Ground Zero was. But it just makes me think of that morning and how everything kind of came to a standstill. And no, go ahead.
No, I. It's funny because I was thinking about this the other week, and I guess it's kind of a weird thing that I do is I actually watch a lot of documentaries and stuff about 9/11. You know, I've seen some of the movies, not the super dorky Hollywood dramatizations, but I mean, you know, the real documentaries on the situation that occurred. And I mean, I watch Zeitgeist at least once a month, all the different versions of it. So in other words, you know, it's something that I've been interested in. I remember, you know, much like you said, I remember the day I was on my way to work. You know, I got into work, and I happened to have an office at the time that had this big giant TV that was connected to the school closed circuit television, not closed circuit, but you know, the television, cable television, and the news comes on, and I'm just standing there watching, you know, this crazy just thing occur. And I remember that day because no work got done by anybody. You know,
right.
The kids in the classes, because I work at a school, but the kids in the classes, I mean, class was basically stopped. Everybody was on TV. Everybody was glued onto the TV. you had, you know, custodians and security guards, whatever, were no longer doing their jobs. They were in, you know, in rooms, in the library, wherever they could get to a TV or to a radio and listening to what was going on. So to say that it was probably the most amazing thing that I've experienced in my life, and I don't use amazing to be silly or anything like that. I say amazing because, you know, it's something incredible to see that many people lose their lives, and it's something incredible to see, you know, the United States of America be attacked on its own soil. It's something that you would have probably never thought of in a million years. You know, and I have to say that back then I never would have thought that something like that would have occurred. So to be able to watch that on TV and, you know, watch, and I mean, I remember sitting there, you know, like bugging out over when the first plane hit the tower, and then just be sitting there, I'm watching the news and I'm watching this other plane hit the tower, and I'm just like in awe. You know, shock doesn't even, I don't even think shock really gives it the proper coding to just say I was shocked. I mean, it was like, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. At the same time, I'm sitting there, you know, like amazed, like, is this really happening in front of me, you know? But today being, you know, May 1st or whatever, and to be able to say, okay, that this person who we've considered for this long, or many people consider for this long, to be the mastermind behind this attack on America, and to have been the leader or the figurehead of this particular terrorist group, despite, let me preface this. Let me also say that I'm saying that despite the fact that I know there's a lot of people who have their own opinions and theories of Al-Qaeda and of bin Laden and of the United States in regards to the situation, Pakistan, etc. I'm just going directly off of the, you know, some of the information that that we all generally know. So with that said, I do want to bring up the fact that by no means am I celebrating this man's death. I think it's terrible. I think it's tacky for people to celebrate someone's death, even when it's in retribution for, you know, something of this, you know, something of that magnitude. I don't want to celebrate death ever. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's mature. We can celebrate the fact that, or we can celebrate the fact that this person has been brought to justice. We can, right. we can say that he deserved it. I don't have a problem with that. I just don't like the idea of people saying, you know, okay, it's a big, you know, it's a big monumental day. So back on the point, it was this, because this section, at least, we just want to give a little, you know, backside story to everything that we're going to be talking about. And so today is that day where, you know, Osama bin Laden's been killed. And there's a lot of ramifications behind that, dude, because it goes further than just this guy got shot. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I think,
pause on that real quick, and we're going to come back to some of the things that, just thinking out loud, some of the things that can happen out as a result of this. So we're going to get into a couple quick songs. We got Mr. Fab, I Ain't With You, Eminem and Royce da 5'9", Fast Lane, and, you know, me, J-Love, called Dirty Drums. So we're going to be right back. This is Microphone Masters Radio Show on WCNN.com, a special, special episode. So we hope you enjoy. Come right back. Yeah.
Ill Mind. All right. All you niggas out there, man, niggas mad at me, huh? Fuck y'all niggas, man, I told y'all. Goodbye, Mr. Nice Guy. That's how I feel, nigga. Look, I ain't fucking with you, nigga. I ain't fucking with you hoes. I ain't fucking with you haters. I'm only fucking with my folks. You down since day one, and you good and great. Fuck all you undercover haters. In the hood, you fake. Fuck trying to be gangsta. They don't live that long. What happened to Scarface and Al Capone? These niggas dying for pennies. Is that all they worth? I wish I would risk my life for this fake ass turf. Have a fake nigga wear me on a fake ass shirt. At my funeral, fake crying like he fake ass hurt. That's why I stay out the way. I ain't fucking with y'all. I dress British, talk Yiddish, man, I'm trying to ball. Why you spending all your money? Why you at the mall? I'm reading the NASDAQ, hoping my stock don't fall. Trying to do it B.I.G., no time for smalls. Why you mention niggas falling? Yeah. Get paper, get cash, motherfucker. Get money, nigga, don't get mad, motherfucker. I ain't fucking with you. You old bag, motherfucker. Sitting round out, nigga, why you sad, motherfucker? I ain't fucking with you. Oh, you mad, motherfucker. Niggas mad at bad. Why you mad, motherfucker? I ain't fucking with you. Big bad, motherfucker.
special man. You should've had that nigga number by now. I don't wanna hear your CD, I'm playing my own shit. Man, fuck you motherfuckers, I'm on my own dick. Ungrateful ass niggas, I stop having concerns. I fly everywhere I go, so fuck a bridge that's burned. I've been out here getting money, cause it's paper to earn. And I've been patiently waiting for my turn. Get paper, get cash, motherfucker. Get money, nigga, don't get mad, motherfucker. I ain't fucking with you. Whoa, bag, motherfucker, sitting around out, nigga. Why you sad, motherfucker? I ain't fucking with you. Oh, you mad, motherfucker, niggas mad at bad. Why you mad, motherfucker? I ain't fucking with you. Big bad, motherfucker, kiss my ass, motherfucker. I ain't fucking with you. They say I talk too much, I be doing a lot. I say you would talk too, man, if you was the cop. Nigga, I speak my mind, fuck if you don't agree. You ain't feeding my daughter, my mama, or me. I'm about business, bruh, bruh, no small time shit. I leave Jordan, greatest of all time shit. Why you lying to the streets? I'm flying to the east, closing deals in New York, breaking bread with my peeps. I ain't worried about you niggas, I stand alone. And I never burn a bridge that can get me home. But ain't there niggas don't say that he put me on. That's like spitting in my face in this grind I'm on. And fuck any nigga out there taking credit for that. And you a bitch ass nigga if you let him do that. I was in them studios, I wrote all them raps. I was out on the grind, where the fuck was you at? Get paper, get cash, motherfucker. Get money, nigga, don't get mad, motherfucker. I ain't fucking with you. Whoa, bag, motherfucker, sitting around out, nigga. Why you sad, motherfucker? I ain't fucking with you. Oh, you mad, motherfucker, niggas mad at bad. Why you mad, motherfucker? I ain't fucking with you. Big bad, motherfucker, kiss my ass, motherfucker. I ain't fucking with you. I kill ya, my natural persona is much worse. You've been warned if you've been born or if you conform. Slap up a cop and then snatch him out of his uniform. Leave him with his socks, hard bottoms and bloomers on. And hang him by his balls from the horn of a unicorn. Y'all niggas intellect mad slow, y'all fags know. Claiming you banging, you flaming. Bet you could light your own cigarette with your asshole. Me and Shady dead at the pass, so that basically resurrected my cash flow. I might rap tight as the snatch of a fat dyke. Though I ain't rap tight, my blood type's the 80s. My 90s was like the Navy, you was like the Brady's. You still fly kites daily.
Catch me in my Mercedes, bumping ice, ice. Baby screaming Shady till I die. Like I have a paradise, life's crazy. So I live it till the fullest, till I'm Swayze. And you only live it once. So I'm thinking about this nice, nice land. That way don't stop me now before I get on a roll. Let me tell you what this pretty little dame's name is. Cause she's kinda famous. And I hope that I don't sound too heinous when I say this. Nicki Minaj, what I wanna stick my penis in your anus. You morons think that I'm a genius. Really, I belong inside a dang insane asylum. Cane and trot and trailer parks crazy. I am back and I am razor sharp. Baby in this back with a capital B with an exclamation mark. Maybe you should listen when I rip the linguistics. Cause when I rip this mystical slick shit, you don't wanna become another victim or statistic of this shit. Cause after I spit the bullets, I'ma treat these shell cakes things like a soccer ball. I'ma kick the ballistics, so get this dick, I'ma live this
life in the fast lane. Moving at the speed of life and I can't slow down. Only got a gallon in the gas tank, but I'm almost at the finish line, so I can't stop now. I don't really know where I'm headed, cause I'm enjoying the ride. Let them roll till I drop and ride till I die. I'm living life in the fast lane.
To be relaxed in orbit at war with a bottle as Captain Morgan attacks my organs. My slow flow is euphoric, it's like I rap endorphins. I made a pact with the devil that says I let you take me, you let me take a shovel, dig up the corpse of Jack of Orchid. Go back and forth and more beef than you can pack a fork in. I'm living the life of the infinite enemy down. My tenement chimney now, the semi-serenity pal. Spin him around, entering in the vicinity.
Now it's calling in, but he threw in a canning and ate the rap. I chewed him up and spitted him out. Girl, get up, now get down. Just looking around this club and it looks like people are having a shit fit now. Yeah, little trailer trash, take a look who's back and tip the town. Did I sit this not a motherfucker? Fuck them all, he's just a whole motherfucking Walmart. Dipped it down every time he comes up with it round. And he came to the club tonight with 5'9 to hold this bitch down. Like a motherfucking chick in the water, he's trying to drip to drown. Shorty, when you dance, you got me captivated. Just by the way that you keep licking them dicks like a lips, I'm agitated, aggravated. To the point you don't suck my dick, then you're gonna get decapitated. Other words, you don't fucking give me head, then I'ma have to take
and
it.
And after taking that, I'ma catch your case. It's gonna be fascinating. It's gonna say the whole rap ain't passed away on top of the app.
meaning I'm on fire off the top. Might wanna back up data. Rolling over hip hop in a verbal tractor trailer. Homie, they sick. You can normally ask a hater. Don't it make sense? These shell cases, it's just like a bag of paper dropped in the lap of a tax evader. Homie, they spit.
I make that ass drop like a sack of potatoes. What girl on the cracker later? Percolator, this party. Be my penis ejaculator later. Tell your boyfriend that you just struck data. You're rolling with a player. You won't be exaggerating when you say you're living
life in the fast lane. Moving at the speed of life, and I can't slow down. Got a gallon in the gas tank, but I'm almost at the finish line, so I can't stop now. I don't really know where I'm headed, just enjoying the ride. Just gonna roll till I drop and ride till I die.
God made me, he said. Quantum of quality, quick-witted, not verbose. Yeah. That catcher in the rock, that won't let them get close.
Right.
Quizzical looks, head nodding and catchy hooks. Pardon my interruption, check your pulse, we look shook to the core. Foundation, atomic, base structure, and voice of dirty drums. Baking soda eruption, hypothesize. Best guess, homie, have at it. No choice for popping peas, but abhor, echo, ecstatic. Got a one-track gadget, you call it obligata. Can't hold a secret to save my life, man. Jay Lovely shot ya, anti-Jimmy Hoffa. But mystery still surrounds me, or I suck at promotions, homie. Ask about me, eyes look cloudy, and lips stay chapped. Recite rhymes in my phone just to keep me on track. How I like that, dog? I hope that was rhetorical. Channel my inner box because that ish sound horrible.
Give the same motherfucker that took a look into your eye. Give the same motherfucker that took a look into your eye. Give the same motherfucker that took a look into your eye. And I tried to warn you not to test, but you don't listen.
Kill the suspense. You flat as bread that's unleavened. Throw in some matzo balls. Get that imposter, y'all. Cause I'm the one who gnaws at my ankle when I'm all chained up. For a chance to kill MCs, go for broke, but never bankrupt. I tell you what, a lesson on supply and demand. We both record an album and unleash it on the land. iTunes, brick and mortar, as long as the sound scans. And you step from behind the curtain and admit your little scare. Use a coattail rider. Use an out and out liar. The kind of dude that goes to crowded venues and yells fire. But this ain't Ohio player, and you're not even okay though. I'm the keeper of the flame to show exactly how the game go. Feathers get ruffled, egos get bruised, labels get worried. You still enthused? Drums is so dirty, nasty, grimy, and gritty. I'm off the rock and show, and I'm asking who's coming with me.
Give the same motherfucker that took a look into your eye.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Once again, special episode. We thought it would be only right to sometimes the things that are going on in the world coincide and they take precedence over whatever you love, whether it's you love knitting or you love doing scrapbooking, or in this case, our love of hip hop and how things just kind of touch different parts of our lives. And one of the things that Blaze was saying just before we went into those songs that we just played was that this could have some type of, I don't know if what, I don't want to put words into your mouth, but I think maybe ramifications.
Well, because I mean, the thing is, you got there's multiple sides to it. I think it's a prism. No matter, I think it's a prism, because okay, so he's killed today. You have some people who are foolish enough to believe that means tomorrow the war is over. That's right. Not true. You have people who believe that his death will spark, a significant change in the economy and gas prices. That's not true. You have people who are all of a sudden afraid because they feel that him being dead will spark terrorist acts of different nature in different places. I'm not going to say that that's not true, but I'm going to say I don't think that we should be afraid of retaliation. And what I mean by that is, on one hand, you have people who are saying we should have went after him, blah, blah, blah. You have a bunch of people who said we should have never went to this war. It's an inside job, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But the reality is that someone attacked someone, and someone has to pay for it.
Right.
And that I think is the most simplest form. I don't adhere to the concept that some people do that say 9/11 was an inside job, that certain people within the government orchestrated this process, because there's a lot of holes in that. I don't necessarily adhere to the fact that everything being told to us is the truth either. I don't buy that either. There's a lot of holes in that too. For what it's worth, one quick thing on 9/11, and we'll get back to Bin Laden's situation is, I've always wondered, and I mean no disrespect to anyone who's been affected by the 9/11 situation, no disrespect, I honor those people 100%, but I find it hard to believe you've got a plane full of passengers, you know, 100-200 people on this plane, and you have like 10 folks. I'm being purposely facetious about the number of attackers on the plane, but literally we're not talking more than 20 people. Uh-huh. You have maybe 20 people on the plane that are terrorists who are armed with box cutters, and you have close to 200 people on the plane who essentially allow these people to commandeer the plane and fly it into a building. I don't buy it. I still can't buy it. That's the one thing. That I mean, if anything, call me a tinfoil hat dude, but I don't see how that happened.
Yeah, I think when fear can paralyze folks, and so sometimes when you get into the group think, or you get into the maybe paralyzed as a group, and you have only a couple even if it's a couple of hundred people that are brave enough to put their lives on the line, because that's what it comes down to. It's understanding that if I make this move, these people have guns. If I make this move, I may lose my life. And the selfishness
I think it is
hard to comprehend, but I think sometimes when you even sometimes just that threat, somebody just the threat of
see now and that, that, now, see,
I think
I'm,
that might be paralyzed.
I am one of those people who believes in the concept of fear, especially the concept of fight or flight. I'm one of those people who actively believes that people can freeze up. I'm one of those people who actively believes in, you know, the psychosociological concept of the next person will do something, looking for someone else to have done something or to do something, right? My problem with that is in a concept of probabilities, right? We're supposed to believe that three sets of people,
right?
You see what I'm saying? We're not talking about just one plane and that happened one time and that was it. We're talking about if you add up all four planes, right? All four planes, add them up. Let's just say on average each plane had 150 people on them. So we're talking about 600 people, of which none, I mean, you know, I won't say none, of which only a few actually were able to do. I find that so difficult to believe. And again, you're not talking about, oh, this dude might shoot up the block. You know what I'm saying? We're not talking about this dude might open fire in a gym or something like that, where there's reasonable expectation that if you do not move, you can get out of it alive. We're talking about flying along at 5,000 feet in a tube going a couple hundred miles an hour, that if you don't stop these people, you're going to die. And if you do stop them, you may die. You see what I mean? Like, that's where it's like more difficult for me to buy in, because there is that point in which everyone had to realize this is not gonna end well.
Exactly.
And I mean, I don't wanna sound like I'm not, you know, like I'm being disrespectful to those people who were killed in those plane crashes. By no means is that my intention. I'm just stating the one thing that for me lends a little credibility to the conspiracy theorists, lends a little credibility to the fact that the media doesn't really tell it right. So it's hard for me to believe that. But when we do come back from listening to a little bit more music, we're going to actually talk about this situation with Osama bin Laden. We'd also like to talk a little bit of how this situation went down and what people, you know, what we think of the fact that he is now dead, as opposed to, you know, now that we've set the ground and set the foundation for what has happened, what we experienced when it happened, our questions of what's going, you know, what happened, when it happened. Now we can move now to the present tense, how people are going to react and what went down on it. So again, this is Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I'm Blaze Rock here with J Love. I'm going to play a little music and get right back to you.
Than to live a lie. Where I'm from, precious moments seem to whistle by. City cops hold the missile high. Bitty bops let the nickels fly. Paperwork gets initialized. Anything less uncivilized. I'm from over east, only smoke it if it crystallized. Thoughts wrestle like Nikolai. Bullets never seem to have a name in a pistol eye.
blow hellos, lead to quick goodbyes. $1 million dick to a wishful thigh. Blissful cries make us think we can kiss the sky. But this is only heaven as we know it. With that sitting on our bird, nigga, we can still blow it. Duly noted and forever quoted. Keep a pad on my hip and forever told it. If it's murder, you know we wrote it. He coded. Today's choice of beverage, cherry Dr. Pepper, put it over top leverage. Ransom Navy sneaker over top raw selvage. Name scream entertainer, even though I'm not Cedric. Lawyer on retainer, even though I'm not reckless. Presence you should relish, give me credit, not debit. Go nigga, off mural, I was raised up. Realest pull them triggers, but them bullets never grazed us. Grace of God had us rap shit, saved us. Now we want the cherry coupe with the suede gut. Find a realer nigga, pussy nigga won't persuade us. We and your women, why you simping just to lay up? Say bruh, all that trickin', where they do to that? All this rap star shit, we ain't new to that. Eastside, Jeffrey Boulevard, I stay true to that. Sippin' while I'm riding, hoping coppers never do a lie.
Make way for the champions.
Live from Los Angeles.
The purple and gold, you know you can't handle us. Another year, another ring to snatch. And much love to the OGs, Kareem and Magic. The showtime is back, catch it on cable. But ain't nothing like sitting courtside of Staples. Right next to Jack, my seats are ill. I'm so close to the game, I feel how Phil feels. From the jump while we pump y'all up with excitement. The offensive squad strike like lightning. So go ahead and put your money on the table. This ain't no team finna stop the triangle. When Kobe isolates and kicks it out to deep fish, he throw the tray up to make the hoop say swish. Behind the back dish, got you begging for a highlight. His colors don't fade, purple gold shine bright, baby.
I bleed purple and gold, you already know.
Late show, baby, late show. Late show, baby, late show.
I bleed purple and gold, you already know. Go Lakers, go, go, go.
The Lakers obviously are the choice again, you know, they've won the two titles in a row, geared up for a third. They made some nice upgrades in the summer. I think they're better now.
Look, if you beat us in the regular season, try to savor it. Because in the playoffs, we hands down favorites. Back-to-back winners, going for the third. Added a few pieces, now the other team scurred. Because Matt Barnes will kill you and Blake's a blessing. Stopping L.O., hell no, left-hand legend. And can't forget about Brown, Shannon. Flying through the air like they shot him out of cannon. We're taking all challenges and passing all tests. And if you got a problem, knuckle up with our test. Because bottom is the boss in the middle. And Gasol is raw, you can't stop his fundamentals. Look, Kobe Bryant gonna be flying through the gym. Behind the back, reverse and tear down the rim. Beat L.A., the chances are slim. It's just another Laker championship.
I believe purple and gold. You already know.
Late show, baby, late show. Late show, baby, late show.
I believe purple and gold. You already know. Go.
Say go Lakers, go Lakers, go. Now if you feel me, say go Lakers, go Lakers, go. Everybody say go Lakers, go Lakers, go. Now if you feel me, say go Lakers, go Lakers, go.
Lake Show, baby. Lake Show. Lake Show, baby. Lake Show. Lake Show, baby. Lake Show. Yeah. Yeah.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. What you just heard, that was our one and only Blaze Rock, So Phoenix, So PHX, Kids in the Hall, Sip and Ride, Quick Shot, Lake Show, baby. But real quick, so we kind of laid the groundwork. So this is a special episode of Microphone Masters Radio. And now we want to talk about, obviously, Osama bin Laden is dead. So the whole, there was a lot of risk involved with this, Blaze, that as the news reports coming out, because there was a great amount of, there was a great possibility of failure going into this mission,
right,
for lack of a better term, that could have been held great negative ramifications. Not politically, I want to get back in, we'll get into that in a little bit, but,
right.
But to be able to talk about that a bit. So, now from I have friends that are in the military, and so it's a matter of there's risk involved with everything. You have to do your due diligence in terms of your planning, your reconnaissance, and all that. And where the compound was located from what the news reports that I've heard, was in an affluent neighborhood.
Right.
And so because of that, there was a great amount, and where a lot of I think generals that were in the army were located. So there's a great opportunity for failure there. So it takes a lot of risk to go in there and get him. So what are your thoughts about the risk that was taken, about just the chutzpah, for lack of a better term, to go in there and just try to follow through on what the previous presidency said, we're going to get him no matter what, and to come through and come through on that promise?
Well, you know what? Real quick, I will point out, you have to remember that back last year, and I want to say August, or it might have been a little longer than that, but President Obama made a similar statement that was a priority, that in his presidency, that during the, you know, considering the conflict that was going on in Afghanistan, one of the priorities for the military was to capture and or kill bin Laden. Now, he made that clear. So even though he was picking up on something that was going on prior to his presidency, that is something that he was involved in. Now, the I gotta say this, and I'm gonna make, I gotta be a little more humorous about it. But when I was at a softball game when I heard what happened, that he was dead, right? So my first thought was, okay, so that's all right, cool. I don't know what I'm gonna do with that right now, but my next thought was, it better have been something like something crazy, because I could use a new Black Hawk Down type move. You know what I'm saying? I mean, first thing I thought was, look, you know, hey, it better have been like some super duper covert Black Ops Delta, you know, Navy SEALs operation to the death type of thing, because I need me a good movie. Now, I like them kind of movies, you know, whatever. No, but in all seriousness, I think it's a testament to the special forces, the United States military, for them to be able to go in and accomplish something like that. Do I think it was bold to make that step? Yes. Does it take boldness in order to get the job done? Yes. Because I know you've heard, anybody who's taken a business course, there is no reward without risk, or you can say that there is no risk that without reward. So I think it's dope to hear, you know, to hear something like that actually be followed through on. Maybe I'm one of the only people, though. I'm not surprised he was chilling in an affluent area. I'm right. Not surprised at all, because I'm not stupid enough to believe that this man, who is, you know, who at the time was, you know, up in age, he wasn't a young scrapper by any means of it. I don't buy it that he's living in caves for 10 or 11 years. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, we're talking about a guy who, even though they froze assets and all this other, you know, Casper, the friendly ghost type moves to make it seem like they locked him out, we're talking about a guy who has a lot of money, a lot of influence, and more importantly, followers.
Thank you. There we go. So you can't tell me When you have misinformation, because you get bad intel, that's what happens with the military. I mean, you do your best to try to make sure you get the most accurate information so you can make the best move possible and plan and strategize accordingly. But when you said followers, so you can't tell me that those folks in this area where he was, they didn't have an idea, or at least a few people in there, especially folks that had military ties, didn't know that he was there. So you can't tell me that. In one of the, I think it was, one of the news reports said the place where he was found, that compound where they found it, was twice the size of some of the properties in that area. And it is fitting that when it's one of those things that's like a sleight of hand, where you're looking at the left hand and you don't see what the right hand is doing.
Right.
So he's got to be in cage. He's got to be, because that's what the intel says. But he is over here, kicking back, doing his thing,
eating filet mignon and shrimp and whatnot. Well, my other, and the other thing that goes along with that is, again, why would he be in a cave? I mean, for all intents and purposes, sometimes that's what makes me despise the way the media reports things. Yes, I understand that these caves and this complex system of caves is something that Taliban forces use for many, many years. Do I believe that this old man is just posted in a cave? You know, he's got kidney problems, he's got health issues. And, I mean, are they bringing a dialysis machine to a freaking cave? You know, like, no, that doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? The other thing is, in America, and the way the media tells it, because I'm banging on the media tonight, because I'm an absolute media hater. Call me what you will. But it amazes me how the media paints things up in teams. It's always, Bulls versus Lakers, Pakistan versus America, Mexico versus, it never addresses the specific detailed nuances of these circumstances. Yes, he's in Pakistan. Yes, Pakistan helps us. Does that mean everybody in Pakistan helps us? The same thing goes for here. Yes, Barack Obama is our president. Does that mean that every single person in this country wanted him to be the president?
Right.
And so when you see the news say, oh, he was in Pakistan, he was in this area, and nobody said anything, you got to remember, some of these people are loyal to him. You got to remember that on top of that, these are areas that aren't governed in the same manner that, the state of Arizona is or the state of California is. These places are heavily ruled and run by tribes and tribesmen that have hundreds of years of control over areas that function almost autonomously to their government. So why would they do anything for America?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's sometimes it's foolish for us. It's that big brother, it's the bully on the block. I'm not, and don't get me wrong when I say this, y'all. When y'all listening, I love living in America. I love America. We have our flaws, like everybody else has our flaws. But it's so arrogant for us to think that just because we are America, therefore when we come and knock on your country's door, you are to help us no matter what. That can be a little bit, I think that can be a little bit unrealistic. But I want to talk about, we're going to go into a couple more songs, and I want to come back and talk a little bit about, you mentioned Obama and all that. So I want to talk about some of the responses from both sides of the parties about how they've been either complimenting or maybe not complimenting Obama. So this is Microphone Masters Radio. We're going to go into a couple songs. Nobody, Nicest MC, Reepa with K-Boy, Grindin', Style Misha, Joy Riding. So we're going to come back. This is Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com.
Indeed.
I don't gas like I did in the past, but my flow reliable. And that fire and desire inside me is undeniable. I'm liable to kick back and twist bags with ya. I'm a stand-up cat, a real kick-ass nigga. Got this hip-hop shit running through my veins, I swear. And all my dreams right in front of me, just dangling there. I paint my prayers and scriptures, but they don't get the picture. And I'm tired of getting beat. Sealy about to shave, mister. Mr. Indigo Glyphic, spitting this India Glossier. Ain't from Africa, nigga. I ain't from Crenshaw Mafia. I'm from way out there, the third star past Mercury. So this more like rocket science now than brain surgery. They wanna see me make it, just not with the same urgency. I wanna see me make it, I know, cause they back burning me. I sat back, back burning, gathering facts, learning. And when I came back burning shit down, they Nat Turner me. And left a nigga hanging, but I'll be back certainly. I'm terminally ill, and I'll be that permanently. Moved about the flats, now I push dope up on the hill. And once they get it in their system, they gon' feel me, for real. I ain't nice as MC.
I ain't nice as MC. I ain't nice as MC. I ain't nice as MC. I ain't nice as MC.
Ever come around here.
I ain't nice as MC.
Ever come around here.
I ain't nice as MC. 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 I ain't nice as MC.
Ever come around here.
Pound for pound, I'm the best to ever come around here.
Pound for pound, nobody
ever come around here.
Pound for pound, nobody
ever come around here.
Excluding nobody
ever come around here.
I ain't nice as MC.
Ever come around here.
Pound for pound, I'm the best to ever come around here.
Excluding nobody.
Excluding nobody. Look what I embody. Body, plenty tracks. Massacre mini beats brought twice as many back to life, spitting this mouth to mic resuscitation. They said it takes twice as much luck as dedication. So I put 1,000 words on paper to paint a portrait. Put up 1,000,000 walls around me and make a fortress. First time I seen my grandmother cry wasn't when my grandfather died, but when she started falling behind on the mortgage. Wanted to wipe away the tears, but I couldn't nearly afford it. No matter how much dope I sold and or recorded, first magazine write-up I got said I was garbage. Regardless of all the nonsense, they obviously supported. While I'm pouring out my heart, worry less about the chorus and more with finding clarity in reality so distorted I can barely sort it out. Sort of out of inspiration, say I have to transform to transcend generation. My hood niggas say my new shit just ain't hood enough. Cuz say it's cool but don't sound like the book enough. Everybody got advice and suggestions, I'm like good looking but the reinvention coming. Wait till you hear what I'm cooking up.
I ain't nice as MC, I ain't nice as MC, I ain't nice as MC, I ain't nice.
King K-Boy. Me and my nigga Reaper came to holla at y'all. Get your grind down. Reaper!
It's a little something about my long journey road. Nobody knows all the woes that unfold. This is for my haters. Gotta let y'all know that I've been grinding. Respect my flow. Now watch my grinding, grinding. Now watch my grinding.
Some of that G-style, my flow came back like kapow. Take a picture, write it down, niggas, I'm that new now. Was locked behind bars and created a new sound. Put my blessing on these tracks, get a taste of the true sound. Ooh that, who do that there. And they say who that, who do that there. It's Reaper, and investors that have passed on me, they sleep us. Knock, knock, wake them up so I can greet ya.
Stock on, right now, enough for the green. Looking for that platinum. Clock ya in a picture frame. Until then I be grinding, grinding, grinding. Until then I be grinding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, I grind like skateboard Pete. The hood rats love me, so I make more cheese. Been on the block trying to get it since I turned 14. They say the flow crack, so I made more fiends. It's all good to all the people who done slept on me, but I'ma grind the shit out till the death on me. You gon' be great, K, that's what one of the best told me. I'm in it to win it, so please cut the check for me. It's been a long road, but shit coming along. I'm trying to make the world feel every one of my songs. Hard work in itself is a struggle alone.
on. They tried to kill a king, but I'm back in the throne. I turn the grind up and watch it take me further. I'm the boss type, who wants to be a worker? Fool for thought, champ. Yeah, my shit nurtures. This ain't an accident. I shine on purpose.
Stock on, right now in a 50 green. Look if he that plot on, plot ya in a picture frame. Until then I'll be grinding, grinding. Until then I'll be grinding, grinding. Paper chasing like a stock on, right now in a 50 green. Look if he that plot on, plot ya in a picture frame. Until then I'll be grinding, grinding. I'll be
notify the mortician. I make my decisions like aim and shoot. So before you address, you should stand salute. You see, I'm 151, homie, mixed with the shrooms. But come check the man if you need more proof. I'm dope to the root. You fever for the flavor when it comes to the scoop. From the Bay to LA, you handle business like a suit. Never play with the loop. Yeah, I'm repping where I'm from, but I'm standing where I'm at. Right now I'm looking at the world like I'm looking at a gap. It's dangerous as hell, I hit you with a spell. But tell your little lady if she kiss, don't tell. Never fail or fall, GM slightly off the wall. I'm only 5'9", but I stand so tall. I tell the motherfucker when it's time to knuckle up. Don't bump it in your system, let it loose like what?
To the beat of the drum, drum. To the beat of the drum, drum. To the beat of the drum, drum. To the beat of the drum, drum.
Bounce, dip, pumping like a piston. Microphone gripping as I play my position. Your brain I accelerate, your heart I interrogate, your soul I exfoliate. Masters I emancipate. You can call me Abraham Lincoln, cause I'm swapping in the blacked out Lincoln. Tag expired, the wheels on fire. We get pulled over, better run and hide. Each day, son. Treat this cat speaking Japanese like who the fuck is he? It be me, hard seas, fighting for survival like Iraqi refugees. Between the beats, all between the sheets, bang so hard, turn the genius to a retard. Please believe I don't deceive, speaking the truth, off the top like a sunroof.
To the beat of the drum, drum. To the beat of the
legends,
drum.
Hey, I'm called Lucky. I hate front, yeah. Hoes, I break their hearts, they be wanting me to be that special person they can call a crying me. I'd rather beat it up and leave them undecided. I'm impressive in studio sessions, but MTV seems to think I'm a freshman. Put me in the contest, the bitch started dissing. Well, my fans got my back, so a nigga was a winner to the beat. I think I ought to mention that I started living legends and I kill it on the written. I'm a beast. They might call it independent, but I know I'm like a star. I'm about to blow so far from finished. I release. I pass the outer limit where these rappers never travel. Ask them why it never happens, cause they weak. I'm kinda like a big deal. Big look, big hot, big for real.
To the beat of the drum.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. We hope you are finding the music to be to your liking. We also hope that we are at least sparking a little bit of thought, maybe even a little bit of debate was going on. We thought it was only fitting, once again, Blaze Rock, Jay Love, to talk about what's going on, current events, what's going on. It's kind of, it's historical in the sense of one of the news outlets mentioned that when Saddam Hussein was captured, and then now you have Osama bin Laden captured, and Blaze mentioned a little earlier that there are some folks that are out there that are probably thinking today, Osama bin Laden is caught and he's dead, so therefore everything is okay again. We shouldn't have to go through all these detectors at the airport and so forth and so on, which nothing could be further from the truth.
Absolutely.
But one of the things, and I was actually surprised by this, and I think some of these compliments were done grudgingly. There were some folks that were being talked to that on the Republican side, and they were, and they, you could hear them grudgingly give Obama a little bit of credit for the decision for making the tough decision, because there, mm-hmm. if this would have gone wrong, and no matter whether you're a Republican, Democrat, whatever you are, this would have been a massive amount of egg on his face and in his administration, because it's up to him to give the final okay as to whether or not to go forward or not. And so some of these folks were giving him some grudging accolades or compliments that I know come the euphoria of this, for lack of a better term, and that's probably a little bit too glib.
Right.
But that this will last probably until midweek. Mm-hmm. And then right around Thursday morning, they're going to get up and talk about how terrible the man is and how all of his decisions are terrible. But at least on this night, with that decision, it seems as if there's a little bit of hand-holding in terms of we're joined together, you made a tough decision, and it paid off, so kudos to you.
Look, I'm going to also add this, though. There are a lot of people right now who are, maybe not admitting it out loud, but they are eating crow. Because for so long you heard how Obama wasn't tough on defense, Obama's foreign policy had no teeth, he wasn't willing to make the decisions. Then if you remember during the campaign, it was how he didn't have, you know, this experience in making decisions, and he was, you know, weak and blah 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 blah. Now the next thing is going to happen, which is why I do not like the media, or American media, period. Because the next thing is, you're going to get all the talking heads talking about how he made this decision but didn't think of the ramifications if it failed. Now, also, the first thing that happens on any area, anywhere that could be possibly construed as terrorism, it will be as a result of the decision that Obama made to go after Osama bin Laden. It's a joke. It is pathetic the way we do things in America, especially from the media standpoint and from how our political system is working in terms of everything is party lines. It doesn't matter how beneficial it is. When they first embarked on the plan of let's go after bin Laden 11 years ago, everyone cheered it and thought it was the greatest thing ever. And so now all of a sudden, once one portion of that has been completed, you'll find a whole bunch of people backing out of it. Like, they don't, oh, I don't know if that's a good idea, and maybe that wasn't good or whatever. On a second note, though, I'm as we're going through this, of course, it's fun to have the opportunity to experience this in real life. But the fun part is going to the different websites of news coverage and reading the details and reading the next update and the latest updates and whatnot. And that, you know, they say that the I'm gonna actually read a portion of this. It's a story from CNN World, cnn.com/2011/world. And it says that Osama bin Laden, the longtime leader of Al-Qaeda, was killed by U.S. forces in a mansion about 100 kilometers or 62 miles north of the Pakistani capital of Islamabad, along with other family members. Now, members of Pakistan's intelligence service, the ISI, were on site in Abbottabad during the operation, a senior Pakistani intelligence official said. Now, this is the thing that bugs me out right here. Bin Laden resisted the assault and was killed in a firefight. The Pakistani intelligence official said he did not know who fired the shot that actually killed the terror mastermind. Now wait, Let me add this. This last part, this is the interesting key. U.S. sources, including a senior official and a congressional source familiar with the operation, said bin Laden was shot in the head. Now, there's three things I want to point out right there. Is it really significant that the man was shot in the head? What difference does that make? That right there, that's setting up the next Black Hawk Down movie. You know what I'm saying? There are Call of Duty Black Ops players right now going crazy over the headshot, looking for the 100-point pickup. Now the next point that caught my attention was this man was going out like a gangster, bro. I mean, he was Scarface.
He wasn't gonna come in, so you know that was
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you knew he wasn't finna be like, okay, come on, go ahead and take me in. All right, you got me. No, he was gonna get it in. He's already said plenty of times he was fighting till he'll fight till the death. So why is everybody surprised that the man resisted? Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Then other thing I was thinking about, because I'm off on one or something, but I just wondered, the dude who shot him, what did he get for that?
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah.
Like, you ever think about that? I mean, like you just killed Osama bin Laden, and A, you can't tell nobody.
Yeah.
B, you don't get like a bonus.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't. It's not like they cash you out and you go home.
That's true. Yeah, because you can't. Because of obviously the mission itself. So you're just, you can, only thing you can do is when people are talking about, yeah, the person who was there, they should get a medal. You're thinking, yeah, I should, man.
Yeah.
In your mind.
Right. Because it's not like you could just go up and be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You heard about that right there? Yeah, that was me, dog. I was up in that. No, you can't do that. It's a thing that's, like I said, it's what makes the media pathetic to me. Because they make it out to be some heroic thing like that. Like, you know, like somebody's going to have to take credit for it. Whereas, why aren't y'all just applauding those special forces, soldiers for the excellent job that they were able to accomplish? You know what I'm saying? Like, why do we have to focus on the man being shot in the head? That doesn't mean anything. Why not focus on the fact that a small group of U.S. special forces went into an area that's completely hostile, went into an area and took out the world's most wanted criminal, and there were no casualties?
Exactly. Yeah, that's the most amazing thing. The way that, because it, from what the news outlets were saying, that it was a very, there was a small force, and depending on what they mean by define as small.
Right.
But still, if they didn't go in with a massive presence,
mm-hmm.
because if they had gone in with a massive presence, given the smaller community, for lack of a better term,
right.
that the mission itself could have gone horribly wrong. So, I mean, that's definitely something that they are. And we'll never know the whole details, and even
never
come out and all that
never.
Stuff. There'll be drips and drabs and a lot of incorrect information and all that stuff.
Embellishment, a lot of patriotism. Then you'll get a lot of the conspiracy theorists who want to throw salt in the conversation. You'll never get a straightforward answer. You'll never get something. You'll never get anything that really details what happened. We will always be, wondering or unsure or trying to figure something out. I don't know.
It's a never-ending story. I'm just amazed.
And real quick, we're gonna come back and we're gonna close it out. We hope you've enjoyed this. We're gonna come back. We're gonna play. Speaking of patriotism, since it did obviously happen in New York, we're gonna play Going to Jay-Z, Empire State of Mind, featuring Alicia Keys. We're gonna be right back. It's Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yeah, yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. With OG at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit, home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special, but I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice CeeLo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding. Girls need blinders so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple Eve. Caught up in the in crowd, now you're in style. And in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you, life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MDMA got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. You know, we are happy in terms of being able to be at this point today, being preparing for the show and getting ready to bring it to you, that we were able to give you our thoughts, to let you know what was going on in our minds at this, in this moment in time. It's an interesting situation to be in, a position to be in, and I think and I think I can speak for Blaze, we embrace the opportunity to share our thoughts. There are going to be folks that disagree with our viewpoints, that disagree with maybe some of the levity that we tried to bring to the situation, to the conversation at certain points. But regardless of what you think, Microphone Masters Radio is about truth. It's about honesty in terms of tip more often than not, obviously as it pertains to hip hop, but we don't live our life in a bubble. Things happen that are outside of hip hop. And this is one of those moments where hip hop kind of took a back seat to what was going on in terms of world events.
Absolutely. I do know, you know, one quick moment we can actually point out though, in addition to that, is, you know, today's that day where, you know, you get to look back and you're old, or, you know, and you get to say, okay, you know, I was alive during that, and I was there, and, you know, I experienced this situation. You know, I'm not happy. I'm not gonna say that. You know, I feel like, you know, it's a shame that it ever had to come to this on any standpoint. I am excited that this situation has come to an end. This chapter has come to an end because I recognize that tomorrow the war still rages on. I recognize that next week there's still going to be young men and women who are younger than me, or, you know, or my age, who are going to die in this, you know, in this war. And there are thousands upon thousands of individuals who have lost their lives during this period of time in trying to reach this man and trying to disable this quote unquote terror network. It's unfortunate. You know, it's one of those things to me that really makes you appreciate or recognize the relative importance of your life, and then, you know, what it means to really be able to live your life in, you know, in this time. There are people right now who are sitting in a makeshift tent, plotting on the next move. That, you know, I'm sitting here in front of a computer, in front of a microphone, talking, you know, with a friend of mine, whereas these people are unsure where their next, you know, next meal is going to come from, or whether, you know, or whether when they close their eyes they aren't awakened by a, you know, a bomb or bullets flying or something like that. So I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's a figurehead thing to see, you know, to see Osama bin Laden's been caught, or I mean, been killed. But I got, you know, real quick, we got a few minutes anyway. I gotta say, from a standpoint of the president, I don't know how people right now could still be throwing out the, you know, the party line cards and whatnot. But the thing is, this was a task that the nation had viewed as such a big deal at one point, that catching Osama bin Laden was the biggest priority. In other words. George Bush in 2001 wanted dead or alive, and, you know, all these different Wild West terms, and so to see that actually happen is something I didn't think would ever happen. Yes, there's people who believe that Osama bin Laden doesn't really exist. There's the people who believe that he's a figurehead in order for the American military machine to be able to financially grow and change the economy towards a new world order, etc., etc. Reynolds Wrap and their assorted aluminum foil companies are skyrocketing as a result of these comments. But I think the real truth is, this person, however fake he is, or he's a myth if you want, he's the boogeyman, he's Bigfoot, he's El Chupacabra, if you will, he's still dead.
Right.
And tomorrow we have a different day, that it's a day after he's no longer alive. And how, you know, how our country goes about going forward and how the rest of the world goes forward is going to be much more important than today, the day he died.
And to your point, it's one of those things where, and believe me, this is probably a bad analogy or an example, but it's the roadrunner when he catches the coyote when he catches the roadrunner. And there was a cartoon where he caught him, and then he held up a sign and said, "Now what do I do?
Now what?" Exactly.
So it's something to think about that. And I mentioned a little bit earlier how how it's silly for us to think that we can go to other countries and make them and be that big bully and say we demand that you help us, or we demand that you change to maybe our type of economy or whatever the case may be. But it's also one thing when you think about other folks, that millions of people around the world who look at us and the freedoms that we have, as you mentioned. I mean, I'm blessed to be able to have air conditioning that's in my house right now, and the fan that's going, and being able to have the lights on and not have to worry about rationing in those terms. But it's crazy for folks that see our freedoms, and instead of wanting to see how they can do that, they plot and plan on how to take those freedoms away from us, or to persecute us for the freedoms that we do have.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, on that note, you know, we're gonna be back. We're gonna be bringing it. We bring it every time, but we're gonna be bringing it in our usual fashion next episode. But we hope that you enjoyed it. You know, on behalf of Blaze Rock, I'm Jay Love. This has been Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. Are you kidding?
Yes, sir.